On Georgian Bay by Hannah Atlas. You know something is coming when the fresh air becomes heavy and humid enough to make your bathing suit stick to your skin. The blue skies begin to bleed into gray, and the surrounding water that is usually a sparkling, brilliant blue turns choppy and dirty charcoal. Sounds of the weather channel come from the TV on the screen porch and fill our ears with news of a thunderstorm coming our way. You can feel the anticipation building up in my cousins and I as we become distracted from everything we do. The boats that usually float peacefully on the water start knocking angrily against the rotting wood dock, making a noise that no amount of bumpers can fix. When the storm finally arrives, you know it. The heavy rain finally breaks free from the overhead clouds, falling onto our skinny island and the rest of Georgian Bay. We hurry outside to take down towels, clothes, and bathing suits hanging from the clothesline by the woodpile. By the time we get back inside, everything, including ourselves, is soaked head to toe. The fierce winds rip through the tall trees growing through the cracks in the rocks, making them bend like they are taking a bow. Our lights flicker on and off for hours until they finally go out, leaving us in the dark. There's no use for flashlights. Instead, we eat dinner by candlelight and play Scrabble in the dark until we can't see the letters in front of us. Late at night, we sit on the striped rocking couch on the screen porch and listen to the rainfall on the water and time the thunder and lightning while sipping hot cups of peppermint tea. After the storm has passed, there is a calm that blankets the bay. The air is still and smells light and fresh, and the water is always a few degrees warmer. All of the things that were drying up due to the hot August sun are now like new, and there is not a cloud in sight. For over 100 years, my mom's family has been spending a majority of their summers on Georgian Bay in Ontario, Canada. Although many things have changed since then, it is still like a paradise. The way the morning breeze rustles through the wind chimes hanging on the back porch, the smell of fresh blueberry pancakes sizzling away on the griddle early in the morning, or watching the sunset off the back dock, painting the sky red, yellow, and pink. Everything, even the sounds of mosquitoes buzzing late at night, is comforting.